Hello, everyone, and welcome to another IA Unboxcast. Goodness gracious, we've had a lot of these this week. My name is Aaliyah, and today I'm here with Michael Doeys.
Hello.
And Jason Earls.
Hello, everybody.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's time to unbox the Michael's Google Pixel Buds. And these are kind of the AirPods competitors. So we're going to demo getting these out, getting them paired, and what they look like. So, Michael, if you could describe the box.
The box is just like every other Google box. Feels the same. It has a... stay close. The front has the headphones.
Which you almost like, said AirPods.
I did.
He did.
It says Google, and then it says Pixel Buds, and it has the two headphones, and it shows them with a connection between the two, which is
interesting. Like a cable?
Yeah, with like a cable.
Huh.
Ah.
It looks like they were truly wireless. Cable.
And the charging case, it looks like a little jar that they go in.
Weird.
On the back. And
that's so weird.
It's weird.
I know. And the side of the box, other sides of the boxes are uneventful. One of them says Google Assistant. I forgot these had the assistant built
yes,
in.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the back shows like the little pod with the AirPods in it. I mean the...
Oh my gosh. So that's it. He really did it.
That's funny.
See, that proves that we can still be funny after a very long unboxcast and all our second one for the night.
Whew.
So,
well, we still could because I could totally point out that Aaliyah said unbox the Michaels. I don't think we're unboxing an Arts and Crafts chain.
And I don't see any blue. I guess because, well, I mean, this is a Pixel device, but I'm not seeing any funny little snarky quote on this thing unless it's in very small print. It just says Google Pixel Buds with charging case and some other stuff that's in really small print that I can't read. So, Aaliyah, here.
And I'm going to pull the top off. It comes off very quickly and easily. Here
yeah.
you go.
Ooh, fancy.
I know. Ah, whoa! Cloth wrap. What the hell is all that? And that's not a dirty word.
Your reaction's great. It's funny.
Oh, that's so odd. There was a tab that I pulled to get the lid up on this case. Here's the tab part. And this case is actually cloth.
Is it?
And plastic. Cloth on the outside. It's got a G on top. Inside are the buds. That's a long cable. Like, reminiscent of the way the EarPods used to wrap around on the inside of the Apple EarPods case, that's the cable. The cable is not removable that I can tell. I don't want to hurt it. Oh, wait, yes it is. Yeah, it looks like it might actually be. It is not meant to be an electronic cable. It is meant to help you, it looks like, keep them
on your head
together. On your head.
And keep track of them and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so that they don't fall out. Now, they are round.
Do they look like the headphones that come with your Pixel 3?
Kind of. Also, the purpose of the nylon cable and the other reason it's not removable, actually, folks, non-removable, is that the little nylon loops stick out like wings from the headphones, like they do, like the buds on the Pixel 3 have wings to help them stay in your ears. These do as well. Very EarPod-esque on the shape of the earbuds. I'm going to hand these... First of all, Michael, here's the case.
Oh, that's weird looking. It's like fabric on the outside, and then... Oh, wow, it has... wow, I like that.
Oh, no.
Huh.
You like it.
It has three lights to show batteries.
There's a very thick instruction manual, and they charge via USB-C. This is a USB-C to USB-A cable in the bottom of the box.
You know, my concern is that cable is going to make it not as convenient to put those buds in the charging case as, say, the AirPods.
Yep.
So that cable's going to what now?
It's going to make it darn inconvenient to put those earbuds in the charging case.
Did you take all the cables out of the box?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just the box.
Yeah. I'm unwrapping the sticky off the cable right now.
And the case is neat. I feel like the case can open up very easily.
Yeah.
And spill out your earphones.
Yeah, but I'm about to hand you the earphones, and they are very interesting. I'm actually gonna see how long it takes me to get these back in the case. Hand me the case, please. It does open very easily.
Mm-hmm.
More easily than the AirPod case. There's nothing holding it there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There is a very slight magnet. I'm not sure that I like that.
And I'm wrapping the cable around. This is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I was under the impression that the Pixel Buds were truly, truly
now
wireless.
I really thought that cable came off.
Earphones. Whoa! Whoa! That scared the... something out of me. That's so weird, though. Are we positive that cable's not removable?
Having trouble getting them in. I'm gonna check it one more time. But I don't believe that it is.
Mm.
Push. No.
Can I take a look?
Oh.
I still have not seen these headphones yet.
Yeah, no. That's not going anywhere. Here you go.
That's kind of a shame.
It's not a very thick cable.
It's not.
They look pretty nice as far as headphones.
Yeah, but if you've got to deal with like a big long cable just to charge your earbuds, if you're like trying to quickly drop them in a case, that kind of sucks, in my opinion.
And I do like that you could extend or collapse the little wings.
Yeah, you can.
By pushing the cables in.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, you can.
That's interesting.
You can adjust the length of the wing.
So, like, if you don't want a wing, you don't have to have one.
No Red Bull for you.
And the charging port is on the back of the case under the hinge.
Is it easy to find?
Oh, yeah. Very
easy. And these also have the silicone kind of texture on the ear part where your ear goes.
They do.
And that's built into the buds. It's not something you can, like, remove?
No.
Oh.
How much do these retail for?
I believe 130.
Are they?
Okay, I'm going to be curious how they fit your ears. So, I think you may have to pair them in the case, but I'm not sure.
Is there even a button on this case? No.
There isn't?
No.
What about inside?
Oh, yeah, we got a button. That's a big button.
Jason, so I just did some quick research. I just did some quick research. That's why I muted. And it looks like they might be $159, like the AirPods.
Oh.
AirPods. I think.
That's. All right. Let's see if I can't get these back in their case.
Try putting them in the case with the nylon part out for now. May not be able to, though.
Here we go. I think I've got it now. I think I actually might have it. And I take it these are Bluetooth only, not like some crazy Apple W1 type pairing.
I believe they're probably Bluetooth only.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, they're in the case. Here they are in the case. See this?
See, and yeah.
I don't like this.
Well, I like that it wraps around. That's fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah, but it just takes time.
It does.
Also, you can't use them one at a time like AirPods.
That's what I was about to say. You can't use them one at a time.
Which, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is annoying.
Says
the guy who likes using AirPods in stereo, but still.
But I have a feeling there's a lot more that goes into these. I have a feeling they're going to sound probably a little bit better than the AirPods.
Yeah, I still don't think I've quite got them in the case like they should be. Hold on. Go this way. There's a specific way that you need. No. There. I guess. That still doesn't look right. No, it doesn't look right at all. Because the case doesn't close right.
So what are your first impressions?
First impressions are this case is driving me bananas.
Again, we come back to that technology versus realism thing. It's supposed to look like a neat little decorative case that you put down somewhere with the Google logo. But is decoration more of a hindrance?
Well, it sounds like the main issue is just dealing with the cable. Like, I feel like if there was a way for the earbuds to be used without the cable, you might be in a much better situation there.
Okay. That's kind of it. I still don't feel like that's quite how it should be. Well, I'm going to turn these on in the case. See if we can get them paired. I'm going to use my Pixel 3 for this.
Device unlocked. 9:38 p.m.
That phone has better speakers than the last thing we unboxed.
Open Bluetooth settings.
Oh my gosh, do we really have to keep going on about it? It's going to be mad.
Open settings.
Settings. Search. Edit. Network and internet, close. Network and connected devices, apps and no.
I really feel like he should be describing the screen, or describing videos or something.
Connected devices, Bluetooth.
Here we go.
Connected device, connected, search setting, help and parent, previously parent
device.
New device. Pair new device, navigate.
Now, do these have NFC? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know.
Device, available device, Bluetooth, Bose, Bluetooth.
I would hope so.
Why is that on?
Bluetooth phones, Bluetooth address.
Let's see. I'm gonna power these on. Press and hold the button here. And no audible feedback. And I can't tell whether they're on or not.
Bluetooth phones. Bluetooth.
Try tapping the case maybe against the phone. I wonder if there might be an NFC chip in there somewhere.
Bluetooth. Paul. Available device name. Tip help and feedback. Out of list. Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth call.
Maybe not.
Available to Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth call. Double tap to active phones. Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth Forerunner 235. Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth Apple TV. Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth Bose Color II Sound Link. Double tap to activate.
Press and hold
Bluetooth
it.
Apple TV.
For longer.
Double tap to activate. Bluetooth call. Available to Bluetooth Bose Bluetooth Apple T Bluetooth Forerunner Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth tile. Bluetooth tile. Phone's Bluetooth address 3C28 60.
Mind if I see him?
Yeah. I'm about to ask a Google assistant.
Tile, a list, 10
items. Do this.
Double tap to activate. Bluetooth. Call. Available device. Bluetooth. Bose Color ID. Bluetooth. Apple T. Bluetooth. Tile. Bluetooth. Forerunner. Bluetooth. Tile. Phone's Bluetooth address. 3C. Bluetooth. Available devices. Progress bar heading. Bluetooth call. Device name. Help and feedback.
Wait.
Device name.
That was here.
Pixel 3XL. Enlist 11 items. Double
yeah.
Tap to act. Headset. Pixel buds.
Oh. How did you do that?
Activate.
Don't know.
Headset. Pixel buds. Unlock.
What?
Hmm.
Hey, I need the buds.
Here you go.
Cause I can't hear no more. I need.
You know, that is a question. I guess you're gonna put them on under your.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna put one in. No. Stop that. Yes, I tapped you. No, I didn't mean it. These are not exactly fitting in my ears very well. There we go.
How do they sound?
They don't have very much battery. That's part of their problem. 8%.
That should be enough for what we need to do.
Let's see. It's kind of laggy.
Is it?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Is it laggy even more so than like the AirPods?
Yes.
With the iPhone? Oh, dear.
Okay, let me tell you this. Flick, speech. Flick, speech. Flick, speech.
Michael, you can have them. I don't want them.
Media audio.
I'm sorry.
On.
I just.
Phone calls on.
I'm
looking
don't.
At the settings here. HD audio, AAC on switch. Contact sharing.
Oh, interesting.
Off. And the device's Bluetooth address. So let's get.
They have onboard memory.
Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
Now, much of your environment
Whoa,
can you hear with those in your ears?
Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood. Ooh, Oof, Google Assistant, you are compact. And also, we're not playing anything. Yeah, something went wrong.
You have the Spotify app on your phone?
I do. Open Spotify. They're very sensitive. And I actually think I have them in the wrong ear. Mm.
They also are a little bleedy, I guess, because you've taken them out of your ears. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the fact that they lag. I don't know that I would want to deal with that cable all the time.
Play. Wow. Listen to these. Very bassy, actually.
How are the mids and highs?
Not bad.
And stuff. That's good, at least. At least they don't sound awful.
No. Certainly not.
Now, you've heard my Ambios. Do you remember what they sound like?
No. Not enough to compare them.
Oh. That stinks. I mean, part of that's not fair because they are not wireless earbuds, but
right.
They are a sound profile I'm very familiar with.
Yeah. The thing that I'm not a fan of is not being able to independently use them.
As far as, like, turning them on and stuff?
As far as my AirPods, I can put one in, that's it. Eek!
Oh,
my
that,
phone
okay.
Almost dropped. No shiny face, no. That's kind of a almost a deal breaker for me. I don't want them both in my ears. That just makes them feel like a set of Beats X.
Yeah.
And I don't. I'm spoiled by my AirPods. What do you think, Michael? Hey.
Okay, I have that one.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to get in your ears.
Okay, can you start the song over?
Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
Mm-mm.
No. Play Church Bells.
Hang on. There's all kinds of gestures on here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what any of them do. I like these. I like these. The right one does all the actions. The left one doesn't seem to do anything.
Mm.
But
now
these
you can...
are more. I would say these are more like the Beats X than the AirPods.
Yeah.
I find them to be very comfortable, and I would probably use these on a flight or something so I can hear around them.
Do you still have your AirPod in?
Now, I'm assuming you can do...
Go ahead, Jason.
I'm assuming you can do a lot of their features with other Android phones, but I think I remember reading that the translation features were specific to the Pixel. Now, that may have changed.
Right. Now, how do I get my speech back?
Ask very nicely and offer it cookies.
You're going to have to put them in and unpair.
Hold on. I would like to have my speechy back.
Here.
Do they detect when they're in the case, I wonder?
I don't know.
I mean, that while I'm putting these away, overall, they're...
They sound good.
They sound good, certainly.
Maybe a little bit better than AirPods, but not much.
It'll be interesting to talk to one of you guys with them over something that does wideband audio, like, you know, Team Talk, or if you connect them to your iPhone or something, FaceTime, mm-hmm. or maybe Google Duo, or, you know, something.
I might connect them to my iPhone and go, I'm going to go to Walgreens a little bit and get on Team Talk.
Okay, the key to putting these in their case, apparently, is put the left one in first, wrap the cable around to the left, and then kind of, that kind of works. Kind of. Stay. Okay, can I have my speech back, please? No?
No, remember when you paired them? It started talking while they were in the case.
Yeah.
That's... I mean, I guess that makes sense, but I don't know that I like that either.
So it sounds like you guys don't care for them.
Eh. I don't need another set of Beats X. See what I'm saying?
I think if they were more AirPods-esque in the sense that, you know, you can put them in the case.
I literally can't
AirPods,
get my...
You want to de-pair them?
No, when they're in the case and your devices switch from them and everything. You don't have a cable to
deal with. Oh, I've got them back.
Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood. Google, I think if they were more like that, I might be more of a fan of them.
The charging is annoying.
I wonder what the battery life is on those things. I'm assuming it's like 5 hours like every other set of wireless earbuds.
I don't know. But, not a huge fan, honestly. When you compare them to the AirPods, no comparison. I can use one at a time, which means I can get double the battery life. They're not tethered together. I know some people don't like that. I know some people think they're too easy to lose, but... Man, that's such a game changer. I only have to put one in my ear at one time.
Yeah. I think for me, it's, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, once you put them in the case, you close that case, you're pretty much guaranteed to get speech back on your phone.
Yeah.
There's nothing you have to do.
There's some bugs that do otherwise, but yeah. And they detect when they're in their, when they're in your ears, rather. So that they shouldn't talk in the case. They shouldn't steal your phone's audio in the case. They pair very easily and quickly. So
it's really surprising that case doesn't have NFC, unless it's maybe on the buds or something.
I don't know.
I know that's a big thing that
Android supports. Keep in mind, folks, before you send hate mail, that these were sight unseen. We did not know how to pair them. To start with, this was a cold unboxing, so keep that in mind. Some of you Google people were probably going, hey, do this. Well,
right, and we're just like,
we didn't know what this was.
We didn't know.
Anybody have any final thoughts?
Eh. That's my final thought.
Yeah. These are more frustration than they're worth.
I'm going to have fun with
especially
that.
Yeah. Especially if it's true that they are, in fact, the same price as the AirPods. For me, I would personally think that feel that the AirPods are a better buy. But then again, I also have an iPhone. I know there are some other alternatives that you can use with Android phones, and maybe if I had an Android phone as my main device, that they would might be a better option. I'm not going to outright say the Pixel Buds are a terrible product. I just don't think they would be the product for me.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think that cable is a pain in the butt, and getting them back in their case is annoying. It's worse than putting AirPods in a case. When you put the AirPods in the case, they start still. Or not AirPods, EarPods, I mean. It's late, y'all.
I think that the one problem these have is that cable.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's not a bad...
No, it's not a bad headset. I personally, if I wanted something like that, I don't know. I mean, part of me wants something specifically for my Android because my Beats are W1 and I don't want to break that by pairing them with Bluetooth on my Android.
You actually won't.
Eh.
You won't. Because iCloud will see them and pick them back up again.
Will it?
Yes.
And the Google Assistant's not a big thing for me. I have that on my phone.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need the Assistant. And that was something I was going to say earlier that I forgot about. I don't feel like I need the Assistant on my headphones because, you know, I've already got it on my phone, and you know, I just have never. Would you stop speaking? I never.
Stop pressing.
It's like
buttons.
You said Pixel, right? Maybe I did. I was trying to move it.
It said
but
alt equals.
I.
You totally did.
Oh, it was reading part of the shortcut page.
Oh.
All I was trying to do is move it ever so slightly left to get it out of my way. But, you know, I don't feel like I need the Assistant. It's just not something I'm looking for when I go to buy a set of headphones.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, I didn't feel like I needed. I almost bought the Bose QC35s, but... I didn't because, one, I didn't like their sound and noise canceling and things, but two, like, I didn't feel like I needed the Google Assistant.
I got them in there.
Well, oof. You know, and what if you're the type of person who not only has an Android phone, but also an Android Wear watch or some other sort of smartwatch that might have access to some sort of assistant, or, you know, an iPhone user with an Apple Watch. You could sort of make your phone... control music and stuff already, so
yeah. Anyway, that's gonna do it for this episode, and we're going to give our contact information, starting with Michael.
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Mike Doise, that's MikeDoise at iAccessibility.net. And you can find me on Twitter, just search for Mike Doise. And I'm on Facebook, just search for Michael Doise. And I'll have my personal website at MichaelDoise.com.
And Jason, what about you?
As far as where people can find me, you can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Jason@iAccessibility.net. You can search for me on Twitter at JDE, that is Juliet Delta Echo 91. You can also find me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls.
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's Aaliha, at iAccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. You can find iAccessibility all over the web. Just search for us with your favorite search engine. Most notably, our Twitter handle is iAccessibility1. You can email us at feedback@iAccessibility.net. You can find all of our content at iAccessibility.net. Our apps for iOS our app for iOS is iAccessibility, and our Android app is iACast.
Which will look very good on a Pixel 3.
Indeed. If you have any feedback for us, send it to feedback@iAccessibility.net. And please, folks, we always need funding to continue providing this great content. Michael, should I talk about the calculation I did this morning?
No, let's not put that out there.
Okay. Let's suffice it to say that we've unboxed a lot of stuff. And if you want to see us continue to do so, please consider donating. Patreon.com/IACast or iAccessibility.net and hit that PayPal button. Yes, indeed. Please, if you like what we do, please consider donating. All right, and that's going to do it for another episode of the IA Unboxcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.